Subpoena served. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The House panel investigating the January 6th violence at the U.S. Capitol building says it has formally served a subpoena to former President Trump.
Trump is being requested to appear for a deposition on November 14th at either the Capitol or through a video conference. Also in the subpoena are specific requests for documents and communication between the former president, his aides, staff, and colleagues from Signal, an encrypted messaging app. The subpoena does not ask for him to appear before an open hearing.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz in Washington. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon sentenced today to 4 months in prison following his conviction on two counts of contempt of Congress for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the House panel investigating the January 6th violence. Bannon speaking after his sentencing.
The American people are weighing and measuring what went on with the Justice Department and how they comported themselves. They're weighing and measuring that right now, and they will vote on November 8th.
Bannon was also ordered to pay a $6,500 fine. He remains free pending an appeal of his conviction. With the midterm elections just over 2 weeks away, President Biden traveled to Delaware State University in his home state today to promote his new student loan debt forgiveness program, which is now open for eligible borrowers to apply for relief.
Let me be clear. Not a dime will go to the top 5% of incomes, period. It goes to people who really need it.
Several challenges to that program by Republican-led states and organizations have been rejected in the courts, including an appeal to the Supreme Court. Seven people died in an apartment fire this morning in the southern Wisconsin village of Heartland, west of Milwaukee. Police Chief Torin Misko says the fire is being treated as an active criminal investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A Michigan teen charged in a deadly school shooting is now expected to plead guilty.
Oakland County prosecutors confirm that Ethan Crumbley, who's accused of opening fire at Oxford High School last year, killing four students and injuring several others, he's expected to switch his plea from not guilty to guilty on all 24 charges against him, including terrorism. We're told victims have been notified the 16-year-old is due in court on Monday. His parents, James and Jennifer Crumbley, also charged in the case, accused of supplying their son the gun used and for allegedly failing to stop him. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Court records say a teenager told Texas police that he and his twin sister were handcuffed and endured horrific abuse before escaping their family's home near Houston. A neighbor's doorbell camera in Cypress showed the twins seeking help Tuesday morning. It led authorities to issue an alert for their mother and her boyfriend, along with five other children. The adults, 40-year-old Zakiya Duncan and 27-year-old Jova Terrell, were arrested hours later in Louisiana. The other children were found to be safe. A Virginia mom is facing murder charges in connection with the death of her 4-year-old son.
Dorothy Annette Clements of Spotsylvania has been charged with murder and child neglect after her son died after allegedly eating a large amount of weed gummies. The 4-year-old died back in May, 2 days after police say he suffered a medical emergency. Detectives say the boy showed a high level of THC in his system. That's the active compound in marijuana that produces a high. Doctors say the death could have been prevented had the boy gotten medical intervention sooner. Clements is being held without bond. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Wall Street ending the week with a rally. The Dow ending the day 748 points higher. The S&P gaining 86 points. The NASDAQ up 244 points at the closing bell. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.